I am Pierre Lumumba here at the Manzoni Wildlife Estate in Machakos County in the Republic of Kenya, here in the continent of Africa. And as we continue our discussion today, we focus on an individual whose ideas have remained evergreen, Thomas Noel Isidore Sankara, known to most Africans as Thomas Sankara. Thomas Sankara arose in 1983, being one of the young officers that were dissatisfied with the administration of Jean-Baptiste Ouedraogo. They overthrew the administration of Ouedraogo. Then the country was known as Upper Volta. At that time, Upper Volta, as it was then known, was one of the Sahelian countries which were beholden to the French. Everything that was happening there, almost to the dot and to the eye, were controlled from Paris. And at that time, Thomas Sankara and Blaise Compaoré, who was then his comrade in arms, represented a crop of young people who believed that the resources of their country ought to be utilized for the benefit of the people. The first thing they did was to change the manner in which government was to be run. And there are a number of pillars which informed the administration of Thomas Sankara. Number one, that we must deal with imperialism. We must ensure that the imperialists no longer control our affairs. Number two, that we must restore our dignity and our culture. Number three, that we must ensure our minerals and our resources are used for the benefit of the people. That we must feed ourselves, that we must liberate ourselves from the debts which have been imposed on us, and that we must do this from a pan-African perspective, and that we must do this from a standpoint of dignity. Therefore, one of the things that they did was to change the name of the country from Upper Volta to Burkina Faso, which means the land of the upright men, or the land of the upright people. That was unprecedented. Unprecedented in a country where street names still bore the names of French generals and French characters, to change the name of the country was an affront to the imperial power. Throughout his life as a president, Thomas Sankara always had the chance of a snowball in hell. His life was always under threat, and he knew it. And immediately, in order to debunk the imperialists, he said, we must change our governance system. What must we do in that regard? We eliminate the political party, because the political parties were the conduits via which the imperialists were controlling the agenda of their country. So political parties were eliminated. Once they were eliminated, power was organized on the basis of military defense committees. And these committees were designed in such a manner that they cascaded from the capital in Ouagadougou, from places like Bobo Dioulasso, way up to the villages. And of course, the military heads had quite some power, because Thomas Sankara took the view that discipline was an essential ingredient of ensuring that things were done properly. Once that had been done, he also said that politicians must not be apart from the people, and they must not live in luxury. He reduced the salaries of military officers who are now serving in these offices, and said that people must use only such cars as are necessary. Luxury was eliminated. His famous statement is, it is either champagne for the few or water for all. And I think that remains an iconic statement, that we must create an environment where the majority of the people living in a dignified manner. The other thing that he did was to begin to deal with the question of self-sufficiency and agriculture, sorghum, tomatoes, and other things. People are involved in farming with a view to ensuring that they were self-sufficient. And they may not have been between the 1983 and 1987, but it is documented that work was done in a massive manner and that food sufficiency was almost realized during the revolution of Thomas Sankara. So there was agrarian revolution. In addition and tied to the agrarian revolution was the environment. The desertification which threatens and continues to threaten Burkina Faso and countries in the Sahel. He said there must be massive tree planting. And those who have had the advantage of visiting Burkina Faso will see the attempts that were made to ensure that trees were planted and that rivers, but the few of them, were therefore not depleted. So the agrarian tied with the environmental revolution is one of the things that stands out during this particular period of 1983 to 1987. The other thing that they did was in the area of education, because they realized and they took the view that in order to move the country to the next level, then levels of illiteracy had to be improved. And arrangements were made to ensure that public education, particularly at the primary level or the lower level, was publicly financed. In Africa, we are fond of talking about something called free education. There is nothing like that. All education is publicly financed. And this is what is said must be done. And the levels of literacy rose in a very dramatic manner in Burkina Faso during this short period. The other revolution was in the area of health, particularly primary health. This is an area that is in the tropical environment, and very many problems existed and still do exist, particularly in terms of primary health, in terms of vaccination, in terms of access to medical facilities, and efforts were made to ensure that the health sector was reformed in a dramatic way. The other sector was in the area of infrastructure. Of course, he was operating at a time when the French were now revolting against him in a sense, and therefore were not supporting him. But he said, with our little resources and what it is that we are realizing from the sale of our minerals, we must work on infrastructure. And efforts are being made and were made during that period to ensure that infrastructure was indeed given its pride of place. There was also reform in mainstreaming women. Women were not involved. And he took the view that human rights only make sense if it is gender neutral. And deliberate efforts were made to ensure that women were involved in all processes and therefore were involved and engaged in the process of development of the country. In terms of diplomacy, Thomas Sankara took the view that diplomacy must be anchored on pan-Africanism. That meant that we must have friends who are pan-Africanists. And pan-Africanism were understood to mean that all activities must be Afrocentric, that you only have such friends as are useful to you. And he took the view that the Western world was hostile to Burkina Faso, hostile to Africans, and that it was wise to begin to gravitate toward countries such as Cuba, China, and the Soviet Union at that time. And he took the view that their approach was not to dominate, but to collaborate and to cooperate. But Thomas Sankara did something which he will be remembered for in his attempt to fight the imperialists. On the 27th day of September 1987, on the floor of the auditorium in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, he said, in order to free ourselves from the chains of imperialism, we must stop borrowing money from the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank. He suggested, let a committee be formed, which committee will now say we are no longer going to borrow from them, we are no longer going to pay them. And he said, if I do it alone, as Burkina Faso, as Thomas Isidore Noel Sankara, I will not live to see it. And he did not live to see it. And whenever I watched the footage when he was making that statement, I could see the faces of the leaders looking at this young man who is breathing fire and brimstone. And when he made that statement, he said that there was need to take deliberate steps to ensure that debts were not paid, because as long as we were tied to the International Monetary Fund and tied to the World Bank and WTO and all these Bretton Woods institutions, and tied as it were with these Western institutions which were parasitic, then Burkina Faso would not grow. It is those approaches, those revolutionary things that Thomas Isidore did in Burkina Faso that then turned against him, in a manner of speaking. France was not resting. They were working. And in fact, it is now on record that Thomas Sankara was warned that there was a plot to kill him, and that the person who was leading the plot was none other than his best friend, so he thought, Blaise Compaoré. And this is what he said: if it is Blaise Compaoré who is planning to kill me, I have no defense against him. And we know that Blaise Compaoré led the push that then killed Thomas Isidore Sankara. And we know that the revolution that was created and that happened between 1983 and 1987 was then interrupted, because you now had the restoration, as you would say, of the ancient regime, which was beholden to the French. But the beauty of it is that the revolution of Thomas Isidore Sankara is alive. The new administration of Ibrahim Traore is beginning to re-energize that revolution. The rhetoric is right, the action is right, and it can simply be said, Thomas Sankara is dead, but the Thomas Sankara revolution is alive and well. Thank you very much. Today we have looked at a revolutionary who had only had a short time to do what he had to do, but planted a seed, Thomas Isidore Noel Sankara of Burkina Faso. We shall continue with the conversation, but let us see you later as we continue these discussions.